In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Grant, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Amen. To think and do always such things that are right, that we do not and cannot do anything without your help. And we pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Morning's confessional reading from Luther's Small Catechism. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The sacrament of holy baptism, the power of baptism, how can water do such great things? Now together, it is not the water indeed that does them, but the word of God which is in and with the water and faith. Which trusts such the word of God and the water. For without the word of God, the water is simple water and no baptism. But with the word of God, it is the baptism, washing of regeneration, and the washing of regeneration in the Holy Ghost. As According to his mercy, he has saved us. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying so far. This morning's Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 15. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth, let them return unto thee. But return not thou unto them. And I will make thee unto his people a fenced brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee to save thee, and to do and to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And I will deliver thee out of the house of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, Romans chapter 8. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, but to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if we, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if the children, then heir and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. So far the epistle lesson. For the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 7 verses 15 to 23. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or thistles or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not every one that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we not cast out devils? And in thy name have done many wonderful works? Then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So far the Holy Gospel. Confess the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is Beware of False Teachers, and it's based upon the gospel that I read a moment ago. And I would like to read the opening verse of that gospel. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. So far. Also, before I get into my sermon, you'll notice in an insert, I'd like to read that. It's the preface to the Book of Concord in the Concordia Triglotta. The Lutheran Church differs from all other churches in being essential to the Church of the pure word and unadulterated sacraments. Not the great number of her adherents, not her organizations or her charitable and other institutions, not her beauty, customs, and liturgy forms, but the precise truth confessed by her symbols in perfect agreement with the Holy Scriptures constitute the true beauty and the rich treasures of our church, as well as the never-failing source of her vitality and power. Wherever the Lutheran Church ignored her symbols or rejected all or some of them, there she always fell an easy prey to her enemies. though wherever she held fast to her God-given crown, esteemed by the studies of her confessions, and actually made them a norm and standard for her entire life and practice, there the Lutheran Church flourished and confounded all her enemies. Accordingly, if Lutherans truly love their church and desire to seek her welfare, they must be faithful to her confessions and constantly be on their guard, lest anyone rob her of her treasure. May God be pleased, as in the past, so also in the future, to bless our church and to graciously keep her in the true and only saving Christian faith, as set forth and confessed in the Lutheran symbols, whose paramount object is to maintain the gem of Luther's Reformation and blessed doctrines of salvation by grace only, which most wonderfully magnifies the great glory of our God and alone is able to impart solid comfort to the poor sinner. So far, please be seated. There's an old Latin proverb that reads like this: Vox populi, vox Dei. It means the voice of people is the voice of God. Is that saying true?
No.
Or is it false? No, absolutely not. Thank you. Jesus would say it's false because Christ contradicts the idea that even though you may be popular with the people, you may not be popular with God. God tells us in Luke chapter 6, "Woe unto you when men shall speak well of you, for so did they, the fathers, to the false prophets." False prophets have always been with us, and they always will be. They're popular among many people today. But Christ himself said, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciple indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And the Apostle Peter writes, if any man speak, let him speak the oracles or the teachings of God. These two statements not only include preaching, but also teaching and upholding the doctrines taught in God's word. Today in the church at large, and even in our beloved synod, we are seeing the attitude of being tolerant. Christian responsibility has in some cases been given over to the popular opinion, making void the authority of God's word. It may not be popular to label a doctrine false, but Christ does it, and Jesus, of course, is very serious about it. Jesus is not only our Lord and Savior, but he is also our infallible teacher and guide. He speaks with eternal divine authority. Remember, it is Jesus Christ himself who uses this term false prophets. False prophets, false leaders, false teachers are those whose words and actions are not in harmony with the doctrines of Holy Scripture, are not in agreement with Christ's inspired word. No matter what one's position, power, title may be, if they are not in accordance with God's inerrant word, their position, their power, their title is to be regarded as sham, and they themselves false prophets. Jesus uses a common everyday example. He says, "Do people gather grapes from a thorn bush, or do they pick figs from a thistle patch?" Well, the answer is no. Thorn bushes and thistle patches do not produce grapes and figs. The same thing is true with respect to spiritual food. Spiritual food cannot be found among those who teach and stand on man-made rules, popular ideas that oppose the true teachings of Holy Scripture. Jesus tells us, "Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them." In other words, we must examine the teachings and the practices, and by practice I mean, are they doing what is in favor with God's word? Not just teaching, but also by their actions. There are teachings and actions according to the Holy Scriptures, God-inspired, infallible word. Are they in accordance with that? So when a religious leader, teacher, pastor adds to the Word of God or offers his own ideas, finds security in man-made doctrines instead of God's doctrines, they must be labeled false prophets. The sworn duty of every religious leader, teacher, and pastor is to deliver the truth to God's word, to abide in God's word. But sad to say, this is not always true. There are those who echo Satan's voice when he spoke to Adam and Eve. Did God really say that? False prophets, leaders, teachers, pastors may appear to be harmless, but Jesus tells us they come to you in sheep's clothing. But the warning is this: inwardly, they are ravening wolves. And that's mighty strong language. But remember who is using it: Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God himself in human flesh. And what wolves do to sheep when they attack is what false teachers do to people spiritually, leading people directly into the damning fires of hell. Today, the devil uses false teachers and false leaders to attack the one and only foundation of salvation, and that is Jesus Christ, our Savior. They have become indifferent toward the truth, and they have compromised the Word of God with their teachings and popular practices. Jesus explicitly warns, beware. Their teachings will lead people to believe in what God does not teach. And when we study the history of churches which have tolerated one false doctrine, we will discover that that one false doctrine soon led to others. So let's despise false doctrine, condemn false practice, and let us champion the truth of God's word and insist that the word be taught in its truth and purity, that the holy sacraments be administered according to Christ's institution, and that proper and correct practices be experienced. In other words, may we begin by repenting first of all of our sins, and then trusting in Jesus Christ as our one and only Redeemer, and be bold in our confession of faith, faithful in worship, in communion, and in the study of God's word and the Lutheran confessions. May Almighty God teach us to do this, his will on earth, and bring us to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
No.
Communicants, but first we have a prayer request on behalf of Roger Bierman, who is going in for surgery tomorrow. Let's keep him in our prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, we approach your throne of grace, mercy, and healing on behalf of Roger, who will be going into surgery tomorrow. We pray that you give guidance and direction to the doctors and the nurses that are working with him, so that the surgery will be as comfortable as possible and the healing take place as quickly as possible as well. But give him the assurance that you are with him at all times, that you are guiding the doctors that are doing the surgery, and that everything is under control because Jesus is in place. And we pray that you continue to strengthen his faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Also, on behalf of our vicar, Peter Wagner, Rebecca, his wife, Annika, and James, they'll be starting their vicarage soon, or no. They've completed their vicarage, and they will be starting their final year at the seminary. We ask that you give them the guidance and direction that is needed to remain faithful to the confessions and especially to your word. Protect them all from any harm. We turn these people over to your care, Father. We know that they are in good hands. They are in yours, and nothing shall ever separate them from your love. We approach your throne of grace in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We pray for our communicants. Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience the love of the heavenly feast which you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Oh,
Please rise for the sacrament service. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, who with an only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person, and the unity and substance of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, Holy,
thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which you were betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to him, saying, Drink, ye all, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup. And when he supped and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink, ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
the true body, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death. The true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins.
Body of blood, strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
you and keep you in his grace and protection. May the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, amen. Lord bless you and keep you in his grace and protection. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you and keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting, amen. Be marked in the Lord's peace, amen.
Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we call upon you that your mercy would strengthen us through the same faith in thee and toward, for love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless.
bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.